Did you enjoy high school?
No.
You didn't?
I hated it. I really did, because after Pearl Harbor, December 7th, which was Sunday, went to school on Monday, and I guess it wasn't fashionable to see talking to people of Japanese descent, and I really got mistreated badly.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I got ostracized, shunned. I could count on my one hand the people that treated me normal. Not special, but just normal.
Yeah.
The rest of the student body ostracized it, and so did the faculty.
Hmm.
I got incomplete or E's in all my report cards, except I got one A from a social science teacher. Teacher name was Mr. Thompson. And I was an art major, and I was the best art, in my opinion, the best student in the class. And the teacher gave me an incomplete. And I remember his name was Cornelius Salisbury.
Hmm.
And then I read in the paper, oh, this was maybe 15 years after the war ended, there was an article in the paper about what a great humanitarian he was, and I almost gagged when I read it.
Mm. Yeah, I'll bet that was painful.
I hated high school. The year of 42, right after Pearl Harbor, it was tough. That's one of the main reasons why I volunteered. I'm born and raised in Salt Lake, and I always considered myself as a good American, and December 7th was really a staggering blow. It completely changed my lifestyle.
So there was a major change from one day to the next?
Oh, yeah, completely, completely. No, I should say not that, because there was prejudice prior to the war. But December 7th was staggering.
Hmm.
And it wasn't just me. All my other Nisei is second generation Japanese. They were all in the same boat. And in fact, I can remember one girl, her name was Miyuki. She got straight A's from the time she went from junior high school to high school, and then when she got the bad report card on 41, it really upset her.
Mm.
It hurt her. I remember seeing her in the hallway just in tears, you know, because she worked so hard to have maintained such good grades, and her grade just fell. And December 7th was tough, really.
Mm.
Was.
Mm.
Not only to me, but other nieces.
Yeah. How about to your parents? Did your parents experience prejudice or?
Well, my sisters didn't tell me, but when I was in basic training, they told me after the war ended, but they didn't want to tell me in letters. My father got beat up by some kids just because of his physical makeup. For no other reason other than him being champion.